Welcome to the Legion Outriders podcast, your source for the latest Legion news, opinion, and analysis. And now, the Outriders.
Hello there, Outriders. Welcome to episode 126. It's a new year, and Matt and Dan are here with you. Dan, how you doing?
I'm doing great. In fact, I wanted to sing it's the LVO countdown, but I didn't want us to get a copyright strike.
Do you think you could have nailed it that closely?
Of course,
okay,
I could have.
All right. John is not with us today because he's got some stuff to take care of, but we'll be joined later in the program with a special make up your title here, LJ Pena, because this episode is all about Las Vegas Open prep. Mm. Well, mostly.
Mostly.
Well, we got some other things to talk about as well. But speaking of which, Dan, what's on in the news?
Well, I mean, I'm sure every single one of our listener has listened to.
Oh, come on. No. I get yelled at every time we do self-deprecating jokes like that. I'm like, no.
But I'm sure all of you listening out there have watched Book of Boba Fett, you know, both episodes, so we can talk entirely spoilers.
And yes, here come all the spoilers. Yeah,
No.
I've been identifying units that I want for the game from all the episodes.
Well, since it'll be out of context, I can say this. I am very happy for the extra RX droid. Star Tours pilot droid representation that's showing up in Book of Boba Fett.
Yeah,
here.
It's like you like Star Tours or something like that.
But yes,
been having such a blast with that. Wednesdays are I like get up at like it's Christmas every day, and I rush downstairs and
I watch it on my phone still in bed as soon as I wake up.
Oh really? Wow. I like to have the experience. You know.
Oh yeah, I rewatch it of course with the missus once after work that day. But
it definitely bears a rewatch. Mm. But really enjoying that.
Yeah. Speaking of Star Tours.
Let's always speak of Star Tours.
Yes. Yeah. Very special day and near and dear to my heart.
Uh-huh.
It is the 35th anniversary of the ride opening. It opened January 9th, 1987. I was 4.
How dare you.
Yes. And Disneyland stayed open for 60 continuous hours.
Man, that's nuts.
Apparently, according to the little thing I watched on it, the line went from, you know, Star Tours in Tomorrowland all the way down Main Street as far as the Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln experience.
Wow.
So that was, I mean, like 8 hour lines. Just
I would have said it. Screw that noise.
And this was before Fast Pass.
Holy cow. That's nuts.
Yes. For all those interested, though, I don't recommend watching the opening ceremonies. It's very cringeworthy.
Oh, with the Michael Eisner, George Lucas.
Michael Eisner mispronouncing C-3PO's name, which was hilarious.
Well, I mean, we all do that, right?
And some sort of like weird ballet dance recital.
Recognize him because of the red arm.
Yes, exactly.
Didn't Mickey have like the Captain EO uniform on too?
Some of this was before Captain EO, of course, but yes, it was very similar.
Oh, okay. EO was about the same. Yeah, okay. I will bow to your superior Tomorrowland knowledge.
And of course, the original ride lasted all the way till July 27, 2010, when it was refurbished into Star Tours: The Adventures Continue.
It would be kind of cool if they could like reconfigure it once in a while.
They'd have
for
to
the
dig
throwback.
Up an old Rex animatronic and replace C-3PO on there.
I don't think
they're
going to do that.
No, considering I think the only known one still around is in the Disney archive. I don't.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm not sure. I think the other ones got sold off to.
That seems. Oh, and, to you.
I wish.
Trolling
I wish.
The eBay. Oh, man.
Anyway.
Yeah, it's somebody shared the on my feed the original poster for Star Tours, and it was just, such a nostalgic throwback moment. But, I mean, they do full ride redresses for Space Mountain and Haunted Mansion
That's all just projection. Well, I mean, the Haunted Mansion.
Haunted Mansion.
Yeah, that's a whole other thing.
I feel like swapping out an animatronic is kind of easy peasy for those guys. But
anyway,
happy 35 years, Star Tours.
Yeah.
We'll see you on the table at Las Vegas Open.
Mm-hmm. So. I learned some Frontline Gaming Asmodee, not Frontline Gaming, I'm sorry, AMG news.
Mm-hmm.
Yoda, I forgot if we mentioned this in the previous cast, because this was announced in the previous cast.
Yeah,
but,
it has been a few weeks.
Yeah.
But
Yoda and Wookiees got their release date updated.
I think we did talk about it, but still, middle of January should be, next
114, and we had our Cantina Social yesterday. As of recording at the at our friend local game store Power 9, spoke with the owner. He said his order is supposedly on track, And I said, well,
I've heard that line before.
And I said, well, as long as UPS delivers it on time. And he said, don't you put that on me.
Yeah, so. Yeah, exactly. Don't you put that on the universe.
So
it was the Cantina Social. There's a new Escalation League kind of cantina thing going on.
The original intent was to kind of do them quarterly.
Mm-hmm.
But response from the fall or the end of the year. Last one we did a little survey afterwards, and it was overwhelming, saying we need another one before LVO.
An excuse to get some more games in. Everybody's gonna be bringing their A list that they want to practice. If you're Jeff, you're probably going to be reconfiguring your A list up until about 11 p.m. the night before list submissions are due.
Which reminds me, I need to ask LJ list submission due date.
You didn't get the email?
I'm sure it was in the email,
okay.
It got buried in there. I'm sure
I just forwarded it to John since John's using my ticket because I'll be staffing.
So the release date is now 1/14 officially, which will make it legal for LVO. But luckily, LVO is still doing some proxy rules that we'll talk to LJ about a little bit later.
Oh, yeah. These are some good topics. Yeah. So if you are planning to go to LVO or maybe running an event, want to know what the big man himself is doing. Santa Claus. Wait, we're past the holiday stuff. No, never mind. Stay tuned for that. Anyways, so you went yesterday. You got a game in.
I got a game in. I actually got the second game in our league. So our league just started on January 2nd.
Oh, wow.
Because we got it going.
Okay, you got two in already?
And I've already got two in.
How many people are in your pod again?
We got 4 people pods again.
Okay.
We got another dozen people in, so we got...
So
three
you played
pods of 4.
Most of the field.
Yeah.
Two-thirds
of
the field.
Well, coincidentally,
so far.
John and I got put in the same pod again.
Again. Well, that's good. You want to be practicing against quality Wookiees.
And the two other people in our pod were also in the same pod previously. So
I don't
know what's up with the randomizer in TTT.
Hey, you should have said, hey, we were all in the same pod last time. Can we mix it up a little bit?
Yeah. I'm not actually running the TTT side of things. I'm just acting as kind of a judge for... And to enforce people, say, hey, report your damn games.
You get to be the taskmaster.
Yeah, exactly. The other Daniel is running the TTT side of things. But yeah, I'm going to have to talk to him about the randomization.
Mr. Areco.
Yeah,
nice.
It's fun. I have played everyone except John so far.
Oh, okay. I thought you had a game with him yesterday.
Well, all 4 of our pods showed up, and it worked out logistically that we would play the other people.
Oh,
in there,
perfect.
Just to work, and considering John and I, we all talk frequently, so
yeah, you can
we can
organize
something
a little easier
than so that worked out.
You guys will have to come over and play them against my table once it's all completed.
Yeah, we're running a little out of time here, so
well, I got like 3 days. Right.
Yeah. So I played Patrick in our pod, and he was running Kraken Maul, 2 Magna Guards, and 6 B1s.
I think I heard a little bit about on the chatter on this one. Yeah.
Yeah. So, he brought his own Geonosis table, which is actually very cool.
Oh, nice.
Has a lot of cool rock formations. But I took advantage of Red Player, and I saw an obvious, collection of terrain that would work to my advantage holding the center of the board, chose that side, and that pretty much decided the game.
Really?
Since we ended up on Intercept the Transmissions.
So you won the game in turn 0, huh?
Well, I it helped a lot. One other thing is Patrick did dive Maul, in my opinion, a little early, so that the rest of my list was able to collapse in on him, kill him, and then I just systematically. And I got some lucky rolls, and some unlucky defense rolls, taking out some Magna Guards early on, too. So he was left with a bunch of B1s at, about turn 4, all just B1s, and he conceded at that time, so... It worked out well.
Okay.
quite the opposite on my second game, playing Anthony.
Oh, okay.
Who was playing Vader, Dubak, a bunch of medics, and a bunch of Flamer Snows.
Wow,
so,
really?
Yeah, so he's the all-in close-range list on this. but I unfortunately hung Vader out where I thought he'd be in cover, but actually there was a little bit of a keyhole between a building and a barricade. That he got some very lucky shots with a
You can't do that around Anthony. He will absolutely take advantage of any kind of opening.
I lost Vader early, and it just kind of snowballed downhill the opposite way for me. I'm 1-1 currently in the pod, and I've just got to play John and his wall of fur.
How did he get on with his game yesterday? Did he catch any of it?
He was playing Patrick yesterday. And actually, They mention it, and I am blanking on the results.
I'm sure so, it was fine.
It was fine. I'll have to go check it out. No, wait. Patrick said he lost. So, yeah. So, he did end up beating the droids and Maul. So, yeah. I'll have to get some details from him next time he's on the cast.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure it'll be just a little bit. Are we going to have another episode before LVO? We might try to squeeze one in.
We might squeeze one in, depending on that, or if, you know, we're all too busy
getting
ready.
It'd be great
if we
could do, like, maybe I can bring the equipment out and talk to people for the prep night. I'm sure we won't be busy building tables and, you know, freaking out a lot, but I'm sure we'll talk about that more here in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
What else is going on? Your tables are being prepped. My tables are being prepped. I think we're obligated for, like, 10 tables out of the Las Vegas area to go over to LVO.
10? Really?
So,
okay.
Yeah, it's like 9 to 10, I think, so.
Okay, because, I've got mine, you got yours, John's. And we're going to take
Jeff's. We got a couple from Power 9.
I think we can fill that out.
Yeah. I think it'll be fine. I hope it's fine. It better be fine.
Yeah. So my table's pretty much 99% done. I'm sure there's some little tweaks at the last minute. I'm like, oh, wait, I got to take care of this kind of thing. But,
I'm putting up pictures on the Outrider Discord. It is looking so good. I haven't seen it in a while. I haven't played on that table in months now. Yeah. So I'm excited to see everything that you've done for it because you've been busy.
Yes. So, yeah, I put a couple pictures up, not only in the Outrider Discord, I threw them in the regular Legion Discord.
Yeah.
In the terrain section and the LVO section. And there were a lot of good reactions. So thank you to everyone.
Nice.
Who gave a reaction on that.
Right on. So, so the next thing I got to do is I was kind of playing around with placement on my industrial table, and I want to take a picture of it to kind of like how it's supposed to be optimized. I'm sure LJ will just ignore that.
Oh, yeah.
But I know in previous things, he'd been appreciative of people that are like, oh, here's kind of how it might look like, you know, kind of thing.
Well, considering you and I will probably be setting up tables Thursday.
You're going to be playing those, so he doesn't like to have people that are playing set up tables.
I mean, I did last year.
Oh, you did?
I mean,
never mind.
I just ended up
last year.
No, I'm sorry. The last LVO.
Okay.
That's what I meant.
You crazy person. There was no last year.
You're right. There wasn't a last year. We just skipped it.
Yeah, it's been one long 2020.
But I mean, last year they had me set up my Star Tours table that was on the stream. I obviously didn't play well enough to actually end up on stream, so it didn't matter.
I think they just grab interesting matchups. I don't think they really care.
No, they were doing. Well, I mean, the first was randomized, of course, but it was top table otherwise.
Okay.
So.
Gotcha.
I mean, John played on it, so.
Yeah. Yeah. Meanwhile, here at Echo Base, I've been tasked with the logistics side of getting things. So I've gotten a few shipments in from tables coming in from printers across the world. I know Keegan's going to be sending some tables my way for storage until it's time to schlep them on out there. LJ's got some more stuff coming in, so it should be fun. And I'm probably going to be heading down to P9 to use their warehouse space they got in the back. Just stage it all there because we got a lot of stuff that's going to be going out there.
Yeah, so we're calling Matt's storage and U-Haul.
Yeah, very reasonable rates. Republic credits, okay. But anyways, we're going to go ahead and get a short break, and then we're going to be back with Mr. LJ Pena, and we're going to talk about all those burning questions you might have about Las Vegas Open, what to expect, and what list to bring. Is he going to tell us that? Probably not. We'll be right back. Hey guys, Matt here to tell you about our friends over at 6UP Supply. If you're like me and don't have access to your own 3D printers, 6UP Supply has you covered with a whole suite of printing services to bring those awesome files to life. The Outriders are proud to be partnered with 6UP, and you could find special themed terrain, gear, and tokens with a big discount for Patreon members in the Outrider Central section of the website. And that's not all. You can also get terrain bases, game supplies, tools, LED kits, and more. Stuff is being added all the time. So stop by the number 6upsupply.com and use coupon code OUTRIDER to save 10% on your next order and let them help you up your game.
You are receiving the Legion Outriders podcast. Ending the transmission now would be most unfortunate. And now, the Outriders.
Welcome back, Outriders! Matt and Dan here with you, and we are very pleased to have the Senate himself here with us, Mr. LJ Pena. We've got a whole crib sheet full of questions that we're going to be just no holds barred firing at you. Dan's going to be the bad cop here, though. But how you doing, bud?
Good. Glad to be back. Super excited for Vegas coming up here soon. And, you know, apart from that, just trying to stay on top of everything as the year marches on.
Wow, we're like 2 weeks into the year and it's already hitting the trudge. Well, that's exciting, but anyways,
let me check my NASA control room giant clock on the wall here. Let's see, we are at 19 days to LVO. Yes.
I want you to acknowledge that I didn't prompt you for that before in the show.
Yes.
I was helping you out.
Mm-hmm. Well, I kind of bolded it in the agenda this time. Just
coming out of nowhere. Yes, this Las Vegas Open thing. Is this the first time this is happening? I feel like this is coming out of nowhere.
This is the first time it's happened in a long time.
Yeah,
yeah. At least a year.
At least a year.
At least a year. You're not wrong.
But of course, we're coming down to the wire on deadlines to get things shipped out, shipped up. Moved along and hopefully staying open for the entire thing. Any particular challenges you've found this year getting ready?
I think it's remembering all the parts that go into running a big event like this has been kind of the thing that's been holding me back recently. You know, these last couple weeks are filled with getting people ready to go for the event. There's a ton of pre-work that goes into running a big event, so things are smoothly on the day. You know, essentially, my philosophy is that I work on this for 8 months, so I do nothing but drink during the entire event. And, you know, these last couple weeks of crunch time really kind of highlights that for me as I start to remind people, hey, this is when it is, this is what you need to do, this is where you need to get signed up. And we start to, you know, we start to collect things and get those final details in place. You know, tables, t-shirts, table numbers.
Table t-shirt numbers.
Table t-shirt numbers. you know, and all of the last minute things one can think of before we're ready to go and play some Legion. So it's been, you know, it's always exciting because you start to see the product come together. We get teases of the prize support and we do start to try to preview the tables and introduce you to your judge staff and your staff and, you know, remind people that, yes, you are going to Vegas. Here are all the awesome things you can do while you're there. So it's an exciting time, but it is a super busy time as we get ready to go.
Obviously, this event is all about the players, and there are some responsibilities the players must take before they arrive on the big day. What are some of those things they can do?
Yeah, so thank you for asking that. One of the things that I've been reminding people about like crazy this last week is that we did send an email out last week to everybody that had signed up for one of the LVO Legion events. Reminding them that A, the event was coming up soon because I know how far in advance signups are, but B, to remind them to respond to the email with your TTO display name. What that allows me to do is that allows me to add you to the events in advance. And that is absolutely critical because lists are due about a week before the event on the 21st. Of January by midnight Pacific time. So
okay.
If you haven't already, check your inbox, check that spam folder, because I know they love to go into your spam folders,
mm-hmm.
and please respond to that email that I sent you. I sent one for Unconventional Warfare, one for Doubles, and one for the main event. It does help me out if you respond to all three of those or however many you got individually, because that ensures that I don't miss you on any of those events. And also, if you know for some reason that you cannot go anymore because of, you know, travel restrictions or, you know, personal reasons, or, hey, I just couldn't get the weekend off, because that happens to people as well, do me a favor and respond. You have until this Friday, the 14th, I think, is this upcoming Friday?
Yeah, I believe so. Mm-hmm.
That's the last day for you to transfer your tickets to another person. The full refund date was in late November, so that has passed us. but I do have the wait list, and I am connecting people that were on the wait list with people that can no longer go, so you can at least try to make that money back and transfer those tickets to another person that would like to go. So, you know, if you know anybody that would like to go, have them go to the Legion Discord and take a look at the LVO channel, or have them message me, you know, on Facebook or otherwise, or respond to that email. And, you know, let's get those tickets transferred, because we want those seats to be full. And if you are going to the convention for a different reason, or maybe you're a Vegas local and you're listening to this, or, you know, you're within that driving range, if you show up, there's going to be a spot. I mean, it usually works that way, even when we're not in a COVID year like this. But, you know, if you show up and you want to play Legion, somebody has bought the ticket, so it's not like I'm going to charge you.
I'll charge you.
Yeah, Matt might charge you, and he'll be working the desk, so that's not a threat. That's a promise. But, you know, he and others are going to be able to get you in that tournament on the day if you do happen to show up and you were not previously announced. Obviously, I do want everybody to be on the TTO pages in advance, because for the main event and for Unconventional Warfare, that's how you will submit your lists. And more details are in those packets if, you know, you have those kind of questions. But really, you know, responding to that email and doing the pre-coordination piece is a huge help. And for the people that aren't able to go, we have been able to get some of those tickets transferred over. And we have, like I said, just under a week to do that. So definitely try to help me out there if you can, folks. It makes a huge difference.
Awesome. And to clarify a point there, you mentioned the TTT page for the main event. Is there also a separate TTT page for the Unconventional Warfare?
Correct. There's a tabletop TO for the main event, Unconventional Warfare, and the doubles event. I'll sync your tabletop TO accounts to the main event and to Unconventional Warfare. For the doubles event, you just respond to your email with your name and your teammate's name and what you would like your team name to be, which, can I sidebar for a second and mention that the team names this year are kind of lame?
You're just going to put people on blast like that?
Not that I'm telling you guys to step up your game, but, you know, I was kind of expecting some fire here out of all the possible Star Wars names we could get. And Legion Outriders, Dan, really? That's all you could come up with?
You put me on the spot when you messaged me, and I'm like, let me talk to Jeff,
because
Jeff will be my partner for the doubles event.
Obviously.
And I'm just like, only default to Legion Outriders for now, because we're the only Outriders in the doubles event. John's not in it, and you're not in it.
That's fully changeable up until the day.
It right now to, my name is Jeff.
It's going to change. There's going to be people that are like, oh, I didn't make the top eight on Sunday. Let's join up with somebody, play a team game. So that event is so malleable. You can change anything up until we press go on it. But no, we do have some fun ones. I particularly liked the barely adequate tactical droids. Beehive of Banthas, which I don't want to imagine what that actually looks like in person.
Oh, wow, yeah.
The Wampa Bait, Radio Face, Rule of Two, Drawd and Huntsman, and of course, a local, personal favorite of mine, these two guys that have not played but five games of Legion that are just showing up to the doubles event and putting their chips on the table, P and Little D. Master P and Little D, my favorite team name so far. I'm really hoping that like my friend Glenn, who's one of the two team members here, shows up with like a, you know, big old clock, and then his teammate has like the chains and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I really hope they're decked out, because, you know, and the reason why I rag on people and talk about the team names, I will never forget my first LVO when I went in 2019, and, you know, the doubles event for 40K. That's its own thing. Like, that's like something that people will plan for, and like that it's an experience, because people dress up for that. They have coordinated team outfits. Their armies are painted in a way that they're coordinated with each other. Like, they go all out for that. And my dream is, like, you know, one day, 5 years down the road, when we had many LVOs behind us, that our doubles event reaches like that level of prestige. And I'll never forget. I was walking around the tables with Luke, and we were chatting, and we were looking at, you know, this team event, and the tables at LVO that year for the doubles event were about crotch high, and they were not above the crotch. They were just below the crotch. And it's important you have that visual in your head when you realize. Yes, well, your crotch may vary, but it's important that you realize that the team that we walked by were wearing Speedos. So I imagine as I was playing the game and looking across the table at this other team, that all of their miniatures at the same height might have been hard to focus on.
Behold the psychology game of Team Moose Knuckle.
Absolutely. And I just, I want like the team event to be that level of like crazy one day. And, you know, we had a fantastic time last year. We had an LVO. The team event was like the team stuff was so fun. I mean, Matt, I believe you would have what we call a good experience at that. I think you had fun.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And, you know, definitely a good experience.
And that's the kind of energy I want to continue as time goes on. All right. Sidebar for doubles over.
Okay. One more submission. So Outriders, Banana Hammock Brigade. How about that?
I was about to say, I'm hopping on my Amazon wish list. I'm adding David Bowie codpiece. Yeah. There we go.
Ziggy Stardusters.
Yes.
The BAB, Banana, or BHB, Banana Hammock Brigade. Gotcha.
There it is. Yep.
Oh, God. Is that going to be the title of this episode?
Well, it is now. You called it.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Okay, yes, what else?
Wheel back to the start, yes. Respond to those emails, folks. They helped me out. If you signed up, please respond. If you got a ticket from somebody else and they didn't forward you the email, reach out or ask them for that, because that'll help you get replaced. And if you sold your ticket to somebody else, make sure I know, because out of the same vein, if I send another email out here in 2 weeks going like, hey, lists are due, where's your list? You know, I can cut you out of that traffic and get it to the right place. So, you know, final reminder for that. Apart from other admin topics, you know, we should mention that we do have COVID things to be aware of.
Oh, yes.
I don't know if, and Dan might actually be able to tell this, have they been doing temperature checks at any of the venues around there in Vegas?
They have. It's per
venue deciding whether or not they want temperature checks. The only mandate from the Vegas government is indoors masks, outdoor masks not necessary. That's
okay.
The only official.
I know Frontline again this past week said, hey, masks full force the entire time. You know, that's not even an event rule that like you were saying, that's like a Vegas thing, and you know, please have them on you and being worn the entire time. I know the X-Wing event went really hard to the paint. They just made a big announcement about, hey, if you're fooling around with the mask stuff and you're not wearing it properly or you're not respecting it, we're just going to drop you from the event, no questions asked. You know, the people are taking it very seriously, so reminder, yes, there is going to be a mask mandate in effect. We're going to ask you to wear that the entire time that you're at the event. Be advised there may or may not be a temperature check when you get to the venue or when you get into the actual like ballroom areas themselves, so take that into account when you're planning like, hey, I need to be there X amount of time beforehand. And there's not a vaccination card requirement. Like, I know they had talked about for Adepticon, but you know, we are still a couple weeks out, just under 3 weeks. Keep that in mind. Make sure you have all your stuff on you. And then, you know, we'll try to provide, you know, wipes, sanitizer, stuff like that. But also it never hurts to bring your own sanitizer. I mean, that was just a good thing to do before COVID at an event to avoid getting the con funk. So, you know, keep in mind that those are all going to be things that are going to be there and required of you. And, you know, that we will also enforce, because it's Frontline Gaming's event. That's the way they want to run it. So that's the way we're going to run it. And, you know, if you have any issues with that, any questions, you know, please run those to Frontline Gaming. I can ask everything that I can, but at the end of the day, I just run the Legion stuff specifically. I don't see any of the admin side of it. They just bring me in to run that event on that day. So if you have those kind of questions, keep in mind, folks, you can also talk to Frontline Gaming. And I would recommend that you keep an eye on some of their social medias. And I personally try to listen to their cast that they do every Wednesday, because they talk about their events that are coming up, and they talk about a lot of these things as we get closer to an event date. So just kind of a general thing that I like to do.
I keep forgetting there's other game systems there. It's not the Legion Vegas Open, but
it is not the Legion Vegas Open. And Frontline has done such a good job at expanding all their events. I mean, it's so cool to keep up with all those. But what else? Major differences with this venue. I had joked about this before the cast, but Rio is really nice. It's a newer hotel.
Yeah, I like the Rio.
A newer resort. And, you know, keep in mind, just last week, somebody asked me, hey, which tower in Bali should I get my room in? And I told them, well,
you should make up a tower name.
Yeah, we had a lovely tower last time I was in Bali's. However, comma, you might want to consider looking at the Rio because that's where the event is this year. So please make sure that you have gotten a room in the Rio. If you wanted to stay somewhere else because it's cheaper, or maybe you have family in town, that's great too. But please remember that you are going to the Rio, and it says that on the event packet and on the page that you bought your ticket and every other Frontline thing that you've looked at this last year. So just triple check that that's where you're going, folks.
Yes, because that's not fake news. That is for Rio.
Yeah. I don't want that mistake to happen. And I felt so bad that somebody brought it up this last week, but also happy that we caught it before they made a mistake.
A little bit of geography for people who are not familiar with Vegas. Of course, everyone's familiar with the Vegas Strip. Rio is not on the Strip like Bali was.
It's just side of 15, off the Strip,
right? Just off the Strip. It's on the other side of a freeway. We had people ask earlier back when registration was going on about potentially, you know, walking there or anything. I don't consider that walking distance from the Strip. It's definitely going to be an Uber or a shuttle or something over there. Yeah. So honestly, it would be best if you could get a spot in the Rio if you happen
or at least on that side of the freeway.
Yeah, on that side of the freeway.
There's some other places over there too.
Right. So another
good thing to keep in mind when we talk about, you know, hey, all right, I have to be there at 8 a.m. for registration. How far in advance should I leave my hotel or whatever? So it's good that people kind of realize that in advance because, you know, I'd hate for you to be running late because of a geography problem.
Or just ask Outrider Dan if you can stay at his house.
Well, Matt, I mean, we've got lots of boxes already stored here. You just have a few people sleep on the boxes, right?
Sorry, those boxes are only for breakdance practice. Okay. So,
speaking of registration, you mentioned 8 a.m. Well, if you happen to be in on Thursday,
getting your badge early.
Getting your badge early was a very good idea.
If you are there, it starts at 4 p.m., they said this year. Yes, if you are there Thursday, go get your badge early. Thursday, 27th, 4 p.m. is when they said they'll start. It's usually a big line, but trust me, it'll be a shorter line than the one that you'll have to go through the next morning, and you'll be a lot more stressed on Friday when you're trying to get to the event by 9 a.m. when we start.
Yeah.
So make sure that, yes, if you're in Thursday, which I'm sure most people are going to get in at a decent time on Thursday, because the event starts the next day, go get your badge, get that part done. I don't know if they'll let people in the hall, but you might be able to say hi. This event space is much bigger than the previous event space at Bally's, which is partially why they moved. Basically, it's one big space separated by a bunch of walls. So they put up a bunch of fake ballroom walls. And so it'll be a lot easier to go visit the other game systems. And we won't be on the 63rd. Skyview floor this year, or on the complete opposite end of the hotel like we were the last time we had LVO.
Finally, we'll be able to show the other players what a real game system with real good-looking tables look like.
Heck yeah. We're in a hall with, I think we're in a hall with X-Wing, Armada, Game of Thrones, and there might be MCP in there too, if I remember correctly. So, you know, compared to X-Wing and Armada, yeah, we're going to look really good.
I've got some cardboard. We can do an X-Wing style table.
Compared to the barrenness of that, Legion's gonna look fantastic. But that'll make things a lot easier on you. Please go grab your badge on Thursday if you can.
And of course Matt and I will be there probably helping you set up
Thursday is gonna be crazy. I'm hopefully gonna get there around noon or so, and we'll start the work and get the tables up.
I just thought of this, actually. Are you in need of any other volunteers Thursday to help with setup or moving, just muscle to move boxes? Or
I got to take a look at my list, because I think we're actually doing okay at this point. I have a couple different notes going. I have like a judge note, a staff note, and a helper note. So I think overall we're going to be looking pretty good, but you know, if you're around and they'll let people in, then, you know, usually we appreciate that kind of help, but you know, we also try to have the minimum amount of people helping just to keep some of the mystery alive.
Hmm.
You know, we really love it when everybody shows up and they see everything done. You know, when you see all the tables and they're all in a row and all the terrain is on them, that's like, I do kind of think that effect is very powerful and makes people want to come back to events. So, you know, they straight up might not let you in even if you want to see. But if you are there early, you know, I recommend you wait till it's all done. See you Friday morning.
That's just when it's all, you know, finished up. It's like running downstairs on Wednesday morning to watch Boba Fett.
That was, you know, and that was actually one of the things that'll stick with me forever is Alex Davey arrived late enough that we were done setting up last time. And watching him walk through the tables and take pictures, just him by himself like a kid on Christmas, was so cool. So cool to see. So that's the kind of magic we like to capture, and we hope you enjoy when you get here Friday morning.
Nice. So speaking of Friday morning, what about Friday night?
Ooh, the first night of the LVO. What is going on there? So for those of you who may be remembering your ticket purchases back in the summer, some of you checked yes or put a ticket in your cart for a social event. And as I'm sure people are aware of, it's been hard to do large social gatherings. just a little bit. We haven't had a lot of luck with getting like one specific place to host a large group of like, let's say 100 people or so. So if you did buy, and I say buy because it was, you know, technically free, a social event ticket, you should note that something is not happening formally. But basically what we're going to do is after the first day, we're going to tell people, hey, everybody, go to this place for dinner. Because we'll be done about 6:00.
And then secretly the people we like, we will tell them a different place.
I'm just going to mob like one place with people. And then that will be our social event. And we will take over space by force. I don't know how well that will work.
So Taco Bell, get ready.
I've been successful doing that at least once. So I have kind of a good idea of what this is going to look like and where we're going to go. But, you know, if you're wondering, hey, did I miss an email on that? Did I hear anything about that? It's been super hard to get a place because of everything that's been going on. It did look like we had something locked in, you know, back in the fall, and then they ended up having to say, hey, we're not doing this. We're not offering this anymore. So that was a bit of a bummer. But if you're there Friday, if you have, you know, hey, I don't know what I want to do Friday night, there is going to be, hey, we're going to nominate a place. We're all going to get there. We're going to mob it, and we're going to have a good dinner, and we're going to have a good time. That'll be Friday night. I've been hearing about different plans from different people on Saturday night. Nothing formal is planned on that night. I'm going to go see Penn and Teller with my wife,
show.
Which is there in Rio. So we don't even have to go anywhere, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And I had already seen that, which is why I'm going to take her to it, because she loves magic. And I like their style. They have a good, fun presentation. So if you know, if you want to mob that, you know, it's kind of an expensive mopping, but if you want to mob it, please, by all means, go see Penn and Teller on Saturday night. That's what I'm going to be doing.
I
also recommend
open.
Piff the Magic Dragon. Piff was one of my favorite things I ever did in Vegas, or Blue Man Group if they're still there. I love me some Blue Man Group.
I think they are, but yeah, they're a good show too. Yeah, I haven't seen Piff.
Piff was hilarious. And his show was so like intimate. It's small.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a big venue. And you can get a VIP ticket where you go and get a poster signed by him, get to meet him and his assistant, and hold their dog. So, like, talk about a VIP experience.
Yeah.
I have a friend who's never been to Vegas who's helping us out on staff. He doesn't even play Legion. He just wanted to go to Vegas and was willing to help us run the event.
If you need an excuse, I mean,
we're gonna have him playing Vegas by the end, or playing Legion by the end of it.
Yep. So yeah, that's what he's gonna do Saturday night. Is he's gonna do Piff. So yeah, Saturday's a little more open, and then Sunday night's gonna be all tear down, and we'll probably be tearing down during the day. So if you're not playing in the doubles event and, you know, you want to help tear down a table for a minute before you head out, I'll always appreciate it. And then we'll be out of there Sunday night, back on the way here to SoCal.
This seems like a lot of work. I'm starting to rethink it. My back's already hurting. Too late.
I'm, you know, having you gather terrain at your place because I don't have the car to transport it. So I appreciate your sacrifice.
Oh yeah, I love getting free stuff.
Yeah, and all of the stuff that I'm bringing table wise, and some of the stuff that you've gathered there. You know, actually, we have a lot less of that stuff to put away than we usually do, because about 16 or so tables are actually going straight to Frontline Gaming once the event is over.
Ooh, okay.
You know,
Are you gonna be their travel kit?
I had kind of talked about this before, but hey, guys, Legion is getting big enough that Frontline Gaming has allocated us space in their warehouse, and they now have a truck that they have bought. That, you know, when they go to these 7 or 8 events a year that they host, they load that up with all the terrain, and Legion now has a space in that warehouse. Awesome. So we're going to have a set of 16 or so tables that I'm going to try to add to over time. And, you know, let's say that you're a TO on the other side of the country. You're like, hey, I want a TO at this event, but I have no tables. If it's a Frontline event, they'll bring 16 tables for you, which is a minimum of 32 players already there ready to go. So, you know,
that sounds real good.
Yeah. I mean, when you talk about like I think about like PAX who had like a similar number of tables, not PAX, because I'm thinking Nick, Atlantic City Open, you know, with ACO, if ACO wants to double this year, they don't have to make any extra terrain to double. We already know Nick has 16 tables worth of good terrain. Now he's got 32 tables worth of good terrain, and he could double the number of players without having to lift a finger. That's one of the big things that Frontline has done for us that's going to help out, I think, a lot this year.
So come on, Nick, double the event amount. Double the event. Come on.
The gauntlet has been thrown.
Yeah, seriously. He's doing all the work for you.
No, I actually, speaking of Nick, he was just talking about LVO this week because he's sending us 3 of his best tables that I'm really looking forward to. I think we're going to take his Felucia table, maybe one of the other ones, but probably the Felucia table because it's so unique, and I think I'm going to use that as a streaming table one of the 3 days.
Nice. So
I'm super excited. Tables are such a big draw for the Las Vegas Open. You know, it's one of the things that I originally focused on when we ran the first one, was like, hey, people are complaining about tables. We need to blow tables out of the water. And I'll tell you guys, we spent the last year and a half just buying up table stuff to make as many high quality tables in a short amount of time. And, you know, there's a lot of cool stuff we've added to our inventory. We've taken a couple concepts and we've been able to make multiples of that table. And we also have some very unique special ones. I have the Mando Fishing Village that was at SoCal that I'm looking forward to being here again. And, you know, Dan has a very special table that I know you've been working on and improving as of late to show off once again.
It's no little thing.
No, it's nothing really. Nobody knows about it.
So, yeah.
We don't talk about it.
Speaking of tables and on the streaming table, I remember the last LVO, we had a little competition with tables.
Mm-hmm. You know, I, after seeing SoCal and some of the sweet trophies that they made for that event, I asked the same person, same vendor, to make us some trophies. And we probably got about like 12 trophies at least that they've made for us. And one of the trophies is a TO's choice. And like, that's essentially what that allows me to do, is to take a look at all the stuff people bring in. And if I'm just like, yes, that's the thing, I don't know what it is, but that's it, that's the thing, I can be like, here, have a sweet trophy. So while we don't have a formal table competition like we've had in years past, there were a couple things we did to kind of reward some of the creativity and individuality that I see whenever we run a big event. And I will tell you, that's one of the things that trophy is for, is to be like, all right, you brought the coolest table to the LVO. Bam, here, take a trophy. You did this super awesome conversion that we love. You didn't sign up for the painting competition? Bam, here's a trophy. Take it. Enjoy it.
Love Dan, it.
So the
metal bikini was a risky choice, but bam, here's a trophy. Bam.
Best cosplay, LVO 2022.
But what I'm hearing is I'm still going to be the undefeated LVO table champion then, if there's not going to be a competition this year.
Yeah, oh, really? Right. So you're just awarding yourself the prize already.
I've already got the prize, and it's just I'm writing it, just like, you
I
know.
Believe they call that the reigning champion.
Reigning, yes.
The reigning champion.
Mm, oh, okay, I see. Well, fine.
Yeah, I don't think I mentioned the trophies in the show.
The medal
notes,
on yourself.
I'm sorry.
No.
I don't think you talked about those. Some of them, I kind of wanted some of them to be a secret. No, we do have a couple classics that are coming back. You know, Highest Rebel, Top Imperial, CIS, Clone. And you'll see what the trophy toppies are. Those were real fun. Yes. We do also have some painting trophies. You know, I haven't made a big formal announcement on the trophies yet. I was hoping to do some posts talking them up this week, but because we're here. For painting, we've got a best single small base trophy, a single vehicle trophy, a full army, and then there is a specific TO's Choice award for that as well, in case there's something that just really sticks out that we think deserves an award. So we've got some trophies for that. We've got some trophies for, you know, the highest from each faction. We don't have trophies for the, you know, the overall winners or the top X and whatnot, because Legion 99 is doing just a metric ton of the Force Blast for us. Those are our trophies this year instead. Yeah, I want to say that the number of Force Blasts we have is like in the 30s now, maybe high 20s. We just have so many trophies we want to throw at people, and you know, we didn't want them all to be the same, so we did fun trophies for specific categories and, you know, other ones for getting top of your specific event.
Nice.
Yeah, perfect for my cosplay is Obi-Wan Kaboozy.
Well, you know, now that we've talked about, you know, the Speedo being an option.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, you could still clasp that to a Speedo and it could be part of your cosplay.
I'm a little concerned about the drag on a full Force Blast on that thing. Then again, maybe that's what you're going for.
Well, if you've ever watched Futurama, that's nature's pocket back there. Back there, you stick the hands at the free hand warmer there. Maybe, is that a lightsaber back there? You're just happy to see me. So yeah, there's that in the you segued nicely there into the prize and the swag department.
Will there be prizes and swags?
There will be much prizes and much swag. There'll be physical product. You know, that's another Matt Holding area expertise, of your expertise that you're helping us out with there. And hopefully this week we'll start with some spoilers of the stuff that Six Up Supply is doing for us.
Nice.
Objective markers, victory points. I've got command card holders. What are they called? Sleeves. I've got card sleeves that were given away in mass. So there's a bunch of small stuff, some big stuff. And essentially the way the prizes are structured is that the more rounds you play of any events, the more stuff we throw at you. So, you know, if you show up and you check in, all right, cool. You get a silhouette. All right. You played round one. Now you get objective tokens. All right. You played round two. Now you get victory tokens. And, you know, that just kind of continues throughout the weekend. We really wanted to encourage people to play for as long as possible and, you know, to stay and not drop out. And we'll try to reward you for that by giving you free stuff every round. That's kind of the baseline that we went with for the LVO. So hopefully people enjoy that and they walk away with lots of stuff. There'll be other opportunities for things as we get closer to the event. There's always stuff that gets donated beforehand. And I know that there'll probably be opportunity to buy some stuff. Six Up Supply actually will be there as a vendor booth. So that's super cool if you want to get some stuff from Keegan and Drake in person. There'll be an opportunity to do that. And I think we'll probably be selling some mats if you have the travel space for it. Usually Frontline Gaming lets us sell some of the mats that we use at a discounted price. So if that's something you're interested in, you want to leave some space in your bag or want to ship it back home, that's something to keep in mind. And then, you know, we might have something fun for you if you haven't already. There are some Discord tokens on sale in the Legion Discord. I might have some of those by the end of the month, And if I have extra, I might just bring them with me to either throw at people or have for sale. So, you know, we'll see what happens when we get there.
Nice. So, yeah. And of course, I mean, last time we talked about this subject was over a year ago. You had mentioned that you weren't putting dates on any of the stuff that you were producing. So I'm assuming that's rolling over to here.
So most of it doesn't have dates. I think we actually did end up putting dates on the card sleeves, I want to say. I think those say LVO 2022 at the bottom. So some of it now does have dates on it finally. But yeah, like the silhouette, the little R2-D2 looking silhouette, that does not have a date on it, which ended up working out really well. I'm hoping we can do some more stuff before we get to the end of the month here in these next 3 weeks, because, you know, the more prizes we can throw people, the better. And I actually had mentioned this previously on a different cast, but I didn't write it down here. The vault is in theory opening this week, and AMG is going to take a look at what stuff they have that they were supposed to give out this past year that didn't happen. Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping that by the time we get to LVO, we may have some official prize support from AMG that has never been seen before to give away. So no
you
promises,
had me at vault.
No promises, no spoilers yet, but
oh, no,
there
too
are,
late. No, it's
there
promised.
There are top men looking into this.
Top men.
Yes. Oh. So hopefully exciting stuff there. And as always, just a veritable smorgasbord of stuff to throw at you.
Yeah. You'd mentioned that we're going to have a streaming table earlier.
Yes.
Yevon Bass is doing the stream, I believe, this time around.
Yevon Bass is coming back. Good old David Endless Zelenka is going to be covering the event. I don't know if he's nabbed a co-caster for the first day, but at the very least, we're going to have him that's going to be casting the entire event. I don't know if he's going to split and do two tables again like him and I did at SoCal. It's probably just going to be the one, because that's a little easier for one person to manage. But yes, we will have streaming all 3 days of the event, which is going to be awesome. So people that aren't there can watch and enjoy and follow along. And he usually does giveaways and other fun stuff during that. So, you know, I imagine we'll have leftover swag from the event, because, you know, I'm sure we're going to have drops and stuff like there always is. And so, you know, maybe we'll put together some little gift bags and try to raffle those away during the stream.
Neat. Nice. And Matt, you're not doing anything during this whole event, right? You can hop on and stream.
Yeah, no, that sounds like way easier than what I'm probably going to have to end up doing. But
yeah, you know, actually, now that I think about it, your work is primarily before the event starts, and then at the tail end of each round is when the staff really comes into play. So, you know, if there are people on staff that want to cast a game with Endless, you know, you might actually be able to do that.
Ooh, that'd be fun.
Especially on that first day.
As long
day,
as it doesn't distract from my duties of chasing people with a broom that don't have their mask on right.
Yeah, I imagine on that first day he's going to need a hand. Because, you know, the thing about Vegas is I have to grab people so far in advance to help, because otherwise then they, you know, they sign up for tickets and they want to play. And, you know, I'm glad I have locals like yourself that it's not as big of a, you know, financial burden to help versus somebody that like, hey, I'm coming from the East Coast. Like if I'm, you know, paying for a flight and a hotel, I'm not going to work for free the entire time, which, hey guys, I understand. So, you know, if we have anybody that ends up helping him out, the more the merrier, I think, because it just makes the cast more interesting to have a couple, you know, color commentators. So, and we know you're real good at speaking into a microphone.
I have done it once.
You know, it really would have been much funnier if you would have turned around and talked to your chair.
Well, see, that's the thing that I figured out. This is a podcast, not a video cast, so they wouldn't have been able to see that unless
that's
I
true.
Started narrating or something. But what else we got here? We got to cover. We are running low on time.
Was it proxies?
Proxies.
We
yes.
announced actually on our A segment about the new release dates for Yoda and Wookiee, so they will be physically available.
Yes, they will be. Just so people know, in case they're concerned or unsure. You know, I got questions about unit legality, and make sure folks check the packet. Product release in North America, not the United States, released in North America. I do know how geography works. That was on purpose. because somebody questioned if I knew that that included Canada.
Really?
Is legal for the LDO.
Weren't you a teacher?
Yes. And I've taught geography before because I'm a history teacher, and history teachers have to teach geography all the time. And so you can, those that they're already legal. However, as you mentioned, we did have good news about Yoda and Wookiees coming out in the United States on the 14th. And so if you have those, yes, please bring them. They are legal. If you just got them, though, and you know, you're worried about trying to paint them too quickly because of the, you know, because of the 3-color minimum, or you know, there's something else that keeps you from doing them because you're a busy person, it is still okay if you use proxies for those units. Just please make sure they are clear and they're not easily confusable with other units that you have in your army. So, you know, the clearer something is, the better, the less pain it's going to be for the judges and for your opponent. But if you're somebody that was planning on taking advantage of that because you're Yoda and Wookiees, you didn't know if you were going to get them, that's okay. You can still take advantage of that rule. We're not going to pivot to, no, you can't do that anymore. So you'll notice that's still been left in the packet. That does also extend to other cards that were included in those releases. You know, check out the packet for more details on that if you're concerned on whether my units are going to be illegal or not. You know, we have allowed proxies in the past and conversions and other stuff. LVO is the event that had the whole entire Wookiee Rebel army a couple years back now. If you're concerned about that, that's another thing we asked about in that email that went out. Respond to the email, send us a picture, your conversion, your proxy, whatever. We will probably approve it. We're very lenient on stuff like that. We just prefer to know beforehand because it solves any problems when we get there on the day. You can say, yep, the head judge has approved it, and we have the paper traffic that says indeed that NEMA approved it, and everybody plays and continues on. It's super easy to do for small base troopers because we have the silhouette. So those are probably the easiest conversions. But, you know, if you're unsure if you or your opponent is going to be okay with it, ask us. Put the ball in our court. Let us be the bad guys or the good guys and make that call easy for you.
Okay, so the Chad move of the 3-foot-tall droid, spider droid antenna. Is probably
not... I mean, hey, if you want to use a 3-foot droid antenna and get shot from the table down the street, you be my guest, because we all know that that thing draws line of sight from the top of its head, not the antenna. Yeah. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, do I have a rules forum to introduce you to?
Oh boy.
Yeah. That's some of the big things that we want people to keep in mind. Yeah, the painting requirement still exists. It's lax for the proxied stuff if you did proxy your Yoda and your Wookiees. But, you know, that's one of the things that I like to remind people. Hey, we spent 8 months working on this event, and people spend a lot of money to come to Vegas and play this game. You know, we consider it a courtesy that your stuff is, you know, prepared and ready to go. It honestly makes our event look so nice when everything is painted and the tables are beautiful and everybody's out there with their, you know, their custom tokens and their tools and their acrylic and stuff. I mean, it really just, it completes the experience. And at the end of the day, you know, we're about creating an event that looks great. And, you know, by working with us on this and talking to us about conversions and answering these emails and, you know, doing the stuff we need to do, you wouldn't believe how much easier it makes these events. So I appreciate that in advance, and I'm glad you guys brought that stuff up.
Yeah. So to keep things clear, print all proxies in clear resin.
Yes. Resin. Cause then it's clear. He kept it
yes,
clear.
Exactly. Mm. See, it's completely there? Clear. Yeah. Yeah.
Again, this isn't a video cast, so you can see me frowning. You can't see us ferociously.
Actually, you did remind me about one more thing. We did change one rule in the packet this week. Adepticon recently said that you don't need all the copies if you have duplicates, except, of course, for exhaustible, tappable cards. And LVO did decide to adopt that change as well. So, oh, like, let's say you bring 6 B1s with 6 E5Cs. You only need to bring one E5C card. You don't need to bring all 6 E5C cards. But if all 6 of them, for some ungodly reason, have HQ uplink, then yes, you would need to bring 6 copies of HQ uplink so there's no confusion.
Yes,
so we are seeing eye to eye on that. That was something that Brendan had brought up that I was more than happy to adopt because it's something we had talked about in the past. And yes, we are not being as strict on the cards as official events used to be. However, still no exception for unique cards or tappable cards, you know, exhaustible, recoverable, whatever you want to call it. That, yes, you do still need a copy for each of those you bring, so you can clearly identify what you have used, what you haven't used. And, you know, if you're having trouble with your cards because maybe you're using Operative Vader, who's changed so much, hey, we've got resources out there for you to print cards if you need a copy of Operative Vader, for example. You know, that there's a file in the Legion Discord in the rules channel that can help you out. There's copies floating around out there. There's people that have made their own guides. And they're also on list builders. I think both TTA and Legion HQ has updated version of the cards, maybe what just one or the other. But hey, guys, make sure you have everything you need in front of you to make life a little easier when you play.
There you go. Yeah.
So wrapping this, a few things up here. Community hasn't really talked about chess clocks a lot recently. I know it was a bigger deal a couple years ago. But are we using chess clocks this time around?
Yes, we are using chess clocks this time around, but fear not if you are totally against them and you're like, man, I never play this game at a convention if it has chess clock. It's just for the top eight. We're just doing it for the last day, A, because it is so critical that we stay on time so people can go home. but B, because that'll allow us to test it in a very focused way. We had a test with, you know, the 80 or so people that competed in the Invader League single elimination this last season and the season before it. We're ready to bring that to an in-person event and test it. So, you know, if you're not sure how that's going to work, if you played in the online leagues, it's very similar to that. But if you want specific details, go to the packet for the main event. And there is a link to the chess clock packet there. And I believe I added it to the top of the TTO page. For those of you who are unfamiliar with TTO or haven't used it a ton, you can add links to the top of the event page. So I've got a link to the FAQ forum, the event packet itself, the RRG, the Legion Quick Guide, and the Chess Clock Guide. So you can click on that and it'll take you right to those documents so you can, you know, read them up and learn how that's going to work. Maybe you want to practice beforehand. Maybe you're just curious about how that would work in Star Wars Legion. And there's some addendums there that talk about, you know, situations that might come up and an example scenario of how the clocks are supposed to work. If you've never done it before, again, you're only going to have to worry about it if you get to the top eight. And honestly, the feedback we've seen from playing with it on the online leagues is overwhelmingly positive, because it really cuts down on the amount of time that you need to play the game. And it makes people realize that, like, hey, if I want to spend 15 minutes contemplating this move, I am not eating up my opponent's time and causing us to only go to round four instead of playing all six rounds.
Yeah.
It really puts the ownership back in the player's hands and allows them to make those hard decisions when they need to. And for the rest of the game, like, it doesn't matter. It flows very naturally with the way that Legion goes back and forth. Mm-hmm. So it's not as disruptive as you think it would be. And, you know, if you're curious about it, or, you know, if you hate it, watch the top eight on Sunday. See what you think.
Yeah.
If you've never seen it happen in person, give it a shot and see what you think, or try it at home.
Spend the $10 to go get a chess clock and give it a try. I definitely prefer that style.
And if you play at a local game store, they should have chess clocks
probably
for there. So you just borrow one of theirs.
And we are providing them, by the way. Players don't have to worry about having an app on their phone or something like that. We have clocks.
Oh, yeah, get an app. Duh.
For the last LVO. Yeah. So, okay. Yeah.
All right.
That'll be exciting.
Well, thank you, Mr. LJ Pena. I appreciate you taking the time out of your busy weekend to come and talk to us about this amazing event that's coming our way here very soon. I can't wait to do a wrap up on it, but we still got a little bit of time, which is good, because I'm sure Dan's got to start another table or something. But where can people find you out in the Ethernets?
All over the place. You can find me on the main Legion Facebook group, still adminning / in charge of that, and still answering questions there for the lost and the people that need help.
Mr. Talk Polite still?
Yep, still Mr. Talk Polite on the Legion Discord, still running that. I did hand over the reins to Invader League after this season ended. So not as involved with that. I'll still probably help them judge and do things here and there, but won't be as watchful of those areas if you try to ask questions in the invader, I guess, spheres. But I am also still on the rules forum answering your questions there officially for AMG. So a plethora of ways. And of course, if you're going to LVO, LVO Legion event is the name of the email you're looking for. You can always email me there too. Maybe you just want to tell me about your day or, you know, what you had for lunch. I don't care, you know, start a conversation.
He does care. Don't do that.
So yeah, no, definitely a couple different ways to get a hold of me if you need something, whether it be, you know, Vegas related or not. You know, maybe it's questions about general TOing or, you know, something else related to the game. I'm here for all of it, and that's my big focus these days, is to help with the in-person tournaments and stuff.
Nice. Right.
So to recap everything said in the last, we'll go to the timer here, 50 minutes, RTFP, read the freaking packet, basically, right?
Yes, please read. If it's an LVO question, please read the packet first, because chances are it has the answer to your question.
Awesome. Dan, where can people find you?
You can find me on the Discord as DanTech or Outrider_Dan.
Cool.
And I also hang out on your streams.
That's right. You can find me on twitch.tv/Captain_Archer or on Twitter at GRN_Archer. But thank you again, Outriders. We'll be back here real soon and with some more of that hot Legion coverage.
This concludes the current episode of the Legion Outriders podcast. You may cultivate a tactical advantage by observing the Outriders on Facebook or Twitter at Legion Outriders. Wisdom advocates subscribing to the podcast. Acting otherwise is reckless.